Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. 0-1-3. 0 shot 1 image to 3D object. Authored 2023 by Ruoshi Liu, Rundi Wu, Basile Van Horik, P. Tokmakov, Sergei Zakharov, Carl Vondrick. We introduce 0-1-3, a framework for changing the camera viewpoint of an object given just a single RGB image. To perform novel view synthesis in this under-constrained setting, we capitalize on the geometric priors that large-scale diffusion models learn about natural images. Our conditional diffusion model uses a synthetic dataset to learn controls of the relative camera viewpoint, which allow new images to be generated of the same object under a specified camera transformation. Even though it is trained on a synthetic dataset, our model retains a strong zero-shot generalization ability to out-of-distribution datasets as well as in the wild images, including impressionist paintings. Our viewpoint conditioned diffusion approach can further be used for the task of 3D reconstruction from a single image. Qualitative and quantitative experiments show that our method significantly outperforms state-of-the-art single-view 3D reconstruction in novel view synthesis models by leveraging internet-scale pre-training. From just a single camera view, humans are often able to imagine an object's 3D shape and appearance. This ability is important for everyday tasks, such as object manipulation, reference 17, and navigation in complex environments, reference 7, but is also key for visual creativity, such as painting, reference 32. While this ability can be partially explained by reliance on geometric priors like symmetry, we seem to be able to generalize to much more challenging objects that break physical and geometric constraints with ease. In fact, we can predict the 3D shape of objects that do not, or even cannot, exist in the physical world, see third column in figure 1. To achieve this degree of generalization, humans rely on prior knowledge accumulated through a lifetime of visual exploration. In contrast, most existing approaches for 3D image reconstruction operate in a closed-world setting due to their reliance on expensive 3D annotations, e.g. CAD models, or category-specific priors, reference 37, 21, 36, 67, 68, 66, 25, 24. Very recently, several methods have made major strides in the direction of open-world 3D reconstruction by pre-training on large-scale, diverse datasets such as CO3D, reference 43, 30, 36, 15. However, these approaches often still require geometry-related information for training, such as stereo views or camera poses. As a result, the scale and diversity of the data they use remain insignificant compared to the recent internet-scale text image collections, reference 47, that enable the success of large diffusion models, reference 45, 44, 33. It has been shown that internet-scale pre-training endows these models with rich semantic priors, but the extent to which they capture geometric information remains largely unexplored. In this paper, we demonstrate that we are able to learn control mechanisms that manipulate the camera viewpoint in large-scale diffusion models, such as stable diffusion, reference 44, in order to perform zero-shot novel view synthesis and 3D shape reconstruction. Given a single RGB image, both of these tasks are severely under-constrained. However, due to the scale of training data available to modern generative models, over 5 billion images, diffusion models are state-of-the-art representations for the natural image distribution, with support that covers a vast number of objects from many viewpoints. Although they are trained on 2D monocular images without any camera correspondences, we can fine-tune the model to learn controls for relative camera rotation and translation during the generation process. These controls allow us to encode arbitrary images that are decoded to a different camera viewpoint of our choosing. Figure 1 shows several examples of our results. The primary contribution of this paper is to demonstrate that large diffusion models have learned rich 3D priors about the visual world, even though they are only trained on 2D images. We also demonstrate state-of-the-art results for novel view synthesis and state-of-the-art results for zero-shot 3D reconstruction of objects, both from a single RGB image. We begin by briefly reviewing related work in Section 2. In Section 3, we describe our approach to learn controls for camera extrinsics by fine-tuning large diffusion models. Finally, in Section 4, we present several quantitative and qualitative experiments to evaluate zero-shot view synthesis and 3D reconstruction of geometry and appearance from a single image. We will release all code and models as well as an online demo. 2. Related work. 3D generative models. Recent advancements in generative image architectures combined with large-scale image text datasets, reference 47, have made it possible to synthesize high fidelity of diverse scenes and objects, reference 33, 40, 45. In particular, diffusion models have shown to be very effective at learning scalable image generators using a denoising objective, reference 6, 48. However, scaling them to the 3D domain would require large amounts of expensive annotated 3D data. Instead, recent approaches rely on transferring pre-trained large-scale 2D diffusion models to 3D without using any ground truth 3D data. Neural radiance fields, or NRFs, reference 31, have emerged as a powerful representation, thanks to their ability to encode scenes with high fidelity. Typically, NRF is used for single-scene reconstruction, where many posed images covering the entire scene are provided. The task is then to predict novel views from unobserved angles. Dreamfields, reference 22, has shown that NRF is a more versatile tool that can also be used as the main component in a 3D generative system. Various follow-up works, reference 38, 26, 53, substitute clip for a distillation loss from a 2D diffusion model that is repurposed to generate high-fidelity 3D objects and scenes from text inputs. Our work explores an unconventional approach to novel view synthesis, modeling it as a viewpoint-conditioned image-to-image translation task with diffusion models. The learned model can also be combined with 3D distillation to reconstruct 3D shape from a single image. Prior work, reference 56, adopted a similar pipeline but did not demonstrate zero-shot generalization capability. Concurrent approaches, reference 9, 29, 61, proposed similar techniques to perform image to 3D generation using language-guided priors and textual inversion, reference 14. In comparison, our method learns control of viewpoints through a synthetic dataset and demonstrates zero-shot generalization to in-the-wild images. Single-view object reconstruction. Reconstructing 3D objects from a single view is a highly challenging problem that requires strong priors. One line of work builds priors from relying on collections of 3D primitives represented as meshes, reference 58, 62, voxels, reference 16, 60, or point clouds, reference 12, 30, and use image encoders for conditioning. These models are constrained by the variety of the used 3D data collection and show poor generalization capabilities due to the global nature of this type of conditioning. Moreover, they require an additional pose estimation step to ensure alignment between the estimated shape and the input. On the other hand, locally conditioned models, reference 46, 63, 54, 51, 52, aim to use local image features directly for scene reconstruction and show greater cross-domain generalization capabilities, though are generally limited to close-by-view reconstructions. Recently, MCC, reference 59, learns a general-purpose representation for 3D reconstruction from RGBD views and is trained on a large-scale dataset of object-centric videos. In our work, we demonstrate that rich geometric information can be extracted directly from a pre-trained stable diffusion model, alleviating the need for additional depth information. 3. Method. Given a single RGB image x euro RH times W times cubed of an object, our goal is to synthesize an image of the object from a different camera viewpoint. Let RER cubed times cubed and T euro R cubed be the relative camera rotation and translation of the desired viewpoint, respectively. We aim to learn a model F that synthesizes a new image under this camera transformation. RT equals F, X, R, T, 1, where we denote ear, T as the synthesized image. We want our estimated R, T to be perceptually similar to the true but unobserved novel view XR, T. Novel view synthesis from monocular RGB image is severely under-constrained. Our approach will capitalize on large diffusion models, such as stable diffusion, in order to perform this task, since they show extraordinary zero-shot abilities when generating diverse images from text descriptions. Due to the scale of their training data, reference 47, pre-trained diffusion models are state-of-the-art representations for the natural image distribution today. However, there are two challenges that we must overcome to create F. Firstly, although large-scale generative 3 models are trained on a large variety of objects in different viewpoints, the representations do not explicitly encode the correspondences between viewpoints. Secondly, generative models inherit viewpoint biases reflected on the internet. As shown in Figure 2, stable diffusion tends to generate images of forward-facing chairs in canonical poses. These two problems greatly hinder the ability to extract 3D knowledge from large-scale diffusion models. 3.1. Learning to control camera viewpoint. Since diffusion models have been trained on internet-scale data, their support of the natural image distribution likely covers most viewpoints for most objects, but these viewpoints cannot be controlled in the pre-trained models. Once we are able to teach the model a mechanism to control the camera extrinsics with which a photo is captured, then we unlock the ability to perform novel view synthesis. To this end, given a dataset of paired images and their relative camera extrinsics, X, X, R, T, R, T, our approach, shown in Figure 3, fine-tunes a pre-trained diffusion model in order to learn controls over the camera parameters without destroying the rest of the representation. Following, reference 44, we use a latent diffusion architecture with an encoder E, a denoiser U net 0 euros, and a decoder D at the diffusion time step T, reference 1, 1000. Let C, X, R, T, be the embedding of the input view and relative camera extrinsics. We then solve for the following objective to fine-tune the model. After the model Euro is trained, the inference model F can generate an image by performing iterative denoising from a Gaussian noise image, reference 44, conditioned on C, X, R, T. The main result of this paper is that fine-tuning pre-trained diffusion models in this way enables them to learn a generic mechanism for controlling the camera viewpoints, which extrapolates outside of the objects seen in the fine-tuning dataset. In other words, this fine-tuning allows controls to be bolted on, and the diffusion model can retain the ability to generate photorealistic images, except now with control of viewpoints. This compositionality establishes zero-shot capabilities in the model, where the final model can synthesize new views for object classes that lack 3D assets and never appear in the fine-tuning set. 3.2. View-conditioned diffusion 3D reconstruction from a single image requires both low-level perception, depth, shading, texture, etc., and high-level understanding, type, function, structure, etc. Therefore, we adopt a hybrid conditioning mechanism. On one stream, a clip, reference 39, embedding of the input image is concatenated with R, T, to form a posed clip, embedding C, X, R, T. We apply cross-attention to condition the denoising U-net, which provides high-level semantic information of the input image. On the other stream, the input image is channel concatenated with the image being denoised, assisting the model in keeping the identity and details of the object being synthesized. To be able to apply classifier-free guidance, reference 19, we follow a similar mechanism proposed in reference 3, setting the input image and the posed 4-clip embedding to a null vector randomly, and scaling the conditional information during inference. 3.3. 3D reconstruction. In many applications, synthesizing novel views of an object is not enough. A full 3D reconstruction capturing both the appearance and geometry of an object is desired. We adopt a recently open-sourced framework, Score-Jacobian Chaining, SJC, reference 53, to optimize a 3D representation with priors from text to image diffusion models. However, due to the probabilistic nature of diffusion models, gradient updates are highly stochastic. A crucial technique used in SJC, inspired by Dream Fusion, reference 38, is to set the classifier-free guidance value to be significantly higher than usual. This methodology decreases the diversity of each sample but improves the fidelity of the reconstruction. As shown in Figure 4, similarly to SJC, we randomly sample viewpoints and perform volumetric rendering. We then perturb the resulting images with Gaussian noise Euro tilde n, 0, 1, and denoise them by applying the U-net conditioned on the input image X, posed clip embedding C, X, R, T, and timestep T, in order to approximate the score toward the non-noisy input, where VLSJC is the PAAS score introduced by reference 53. In addition, we optimize the input view with an MSE loss. To further regularize the NERF representation, we also apply a depth smoothness loss to every sampled viewpoint, and a near-view consistency loss to regularize the change in appearance between nearby views. 3.4. Dataset. We use the recently released Objiverse, reference 8, dataset for fine-tuning, which is a large-scale open-source dataset containing 800K-plus 3D models created by 100K-plus artists. While it has no explicit class labels like ShapeNet, reference 4, Objiverse embodies a large diversity of high-quality 3D models with rich geometry, many of them with fine-grained details and material properties. For each object in the dataset, we randomly sample 12 camera extrinsics matrices M pointing at the center of the object and render 12 views with a ray tracing engine. At training time, two views can be sampled for each object to form an image pair, X, XR, T. The corresponding relative viewpoint transformation, R, T, that defines the mapping between both perspectives can easily be derived from the two extrinsic matrices. 4. Experiments. We assess our model's performance on zero-shot novel view synthesis and 3D reconstruction. As confirmed by the authors of Objiverse, the datasets and images we used in 5 this paper are outside of the Objiverse dataset, and can thus be considered zero-shot results. We quantitatively compare our model to the state-of-the-art on synthetic objects and scenes with different levels of complexity. We also report qualitative results using Diver in the wild images, ranging from pictures we took of daily objects to paintings. 4.1. Tasks. We describe 2 closely related tasks that take single-view RGB images as input, and we apply them zero-shot. Novel view synthesis. Novel view synthesis is a long-standing 3D problem in computer vision that requires a model to learn the depth, texture, and shape of an object implicitly. The extremely limited input information of only a single view requires a novel view synthesis method to leverage prior knowledge. Recent popular methods have relied on optimizing implicit neural fields with clip consistency objectives from randomly sampled views, reference 23. Our approach for view conditional image generation is orthogonal, however, because we invert the order of 3D reconstruction and novel view synthesis, while still retaining the identity of the object depicted in the input image. This way, the aleatoric uncertainty due to self-occlusion can be modeled by a probabilistic generative model when rotating around objects, and the semantic and geometric priors learned by large diffusion models can be leveraged effectively. 3D reconstruction. We can also adapt a stochastic 3D reconstruction framework such as SJC, reference 53, or Dream Fusion, reference 38, to create a most likely 3D representation. We parameterize this as a voxel radiance field, reference 5, 49, 13, and subsequently extract a mesh by performing marching cubes on the density field. The application of our view-conditioned diffusion model for 3D reconstruction provides a viable path to channel the rich 2D appearance priors learned by our diffusion model toward 3D geometry. 4.2. Baselines. To be consistent with the scope of our method, we compare only to methods that operate in a zero-shot setting and use single-view RGB images as input. For novel view synthesis, we compare against several state-of-the-art, single-image algorithms. In particular, we benchmark Diet NeRF, reference 23, which regularizes NeRF with a clip image to image consistency loss across viewpoints. In addition, we compare with image variations, IV, reference 1.6, which is a stable diffusion model fine-tuned to be conditioned on images instead of text prompts and could be seen as a semantic nearest neighbor search engine with stable diffusion. Finally, we adapted SJC, reference 53, a diffusion-based text-to-3D model where the original text-conditioned diffusion model is replaced with an image-conditioned diffusion model, which we termed SJCI. For 3D reconstruction, we use 2 state-of-the-art, single-view algorithms as baselines. 1. Multi-view compressive coding, MCC, reference 59, which is a neural field-based approach that completes RGBD observations into a 3D representation, as well as 2.E, reference 34, which is a diffusion model over colorized point clouds. MCC is trained on CO3DV2, reference 43, while Point E is notably trained on a significantly bigger OpenAI's internal 3D dataset. We also compare against SJCI. Since MCC requires depth input, we use Midas, reference 42, 41, off the shelf for depth estimation. We convert the obtained relative disparity map to an absolute pseudo-metric depth map by assuming standard scale and shift values that look reasonable across the entire test set. 4.3. Benchmarks and metrics. We evaluate both tasks on Google Scanned Objects, GSO, reference 10, which is a dataset of high-quality scanned household items, as well as RTMV, reference 50, which consists of complex scenes, each composed of 20 random objects. In all experiments, the respective ground truth 3D models are used for evaluating 3D reconstruction. For novel view synthesis, we numerically evaluate our method and baselines extensively with 4 metrics covering different aspects of image similarity: PSNR, SSIM, reference 55, LPIPS, reference 64, and FID, reference 18. For 3D reconstruction, we measure chamfer distance and volumetric IOU. 4.4. Novel view synthesis results. We show the numerical results in tables 1 and 2. Figure 5 shows that our method, as compared to all baselines on GSO, is able to generate highly photorealistic images that are closely consistent with the ground truth. Such a trend can also be found on RTMV in figure 6, even though the scenes are out of distribution compared to the Objiverse 7 dataset. Among our baselines, we observed that Point E tends to achieve much better results than other baselines, maintaining impressive zero-shot generalizability. However, the small size of the generated point clouds greatly limits the applicability of Point E for novel view synthesis. In Figure 7, we further demonstrate the generalization performance of our model to objects with challenging geometry and texture, as well as its ability to synthesize high-fidelity viewpoints while maintaining the object type, identity, and low-level details. Diversity across samples. Novel view synthesis from a single image is a severely under-constrained task, which makes diffusion models a particularly apartment choice of architecture compared to NeRF in terms of capturing the underlying uncertainty. Because input images are 2D, they always depict only a partial view of the object, leaving many parts unobserved. Figure 8 exemplifies the diversity of plausible, high-quality images sampled from novel viewpoints. 4.5. 3D reconstruction results. We show numerical results in tables 3 and 4. Figure 9 qualitatively shows our method reconstructs high-fidelity 3D meshes that are consistent with the ground truth. MCC tends to give a good estimation of surfaces that are visible from the input view, but often fails to correctly infer the geometry at the back of the object. SJCI is also frequently unable to reconstruct a meaningful geometry. On the other hand, Point E has an impressive zero-shot generalization ability, and is able to predict a reasonable estimate of object geometry. However, it generates non-uniform sparse point clouds of only 4,096 points, which sometimes leads to holes in the reconstructed surfaces, according to their provided mesh conversion method. Therefore, obtains a good CD score but falls short of the volumetric IOU. Our method leverages the learned multi-view priors from our view-conditioned diffusion model and combines them with the advantages of a NeRF-style representation. Both factors provide improvements in terms of CD and volumetric IOU over prior works, as indicated by tables 3 and 4. 4.6. Text-to-image to 3D. In addition to in the wild images, we also tested our method on images generated by TXT2IMG models such as DALL-E 2, reference 40. As shown in figure 10, our model is able 8 to generate novel views of these images while preserving the identity of the objects. We believe this could be very useful in many text-to-3D generation applications. 5. Discussion. In this work, we have proposed a novel approach, 0-1-3, for zero-shot, single-image novel view synthesis and 3D reconstruction. Our method capitalizes on the stable diffusion model, which is pre-trained on internet-scaled data and captures rich semantic and geometric priors. To extract this information, we have fine-tuned the model on synthetic data to learn control over the camera viewpoint. The resulting method demonstrated state-of-the-art results on several benchmarks due to its ability to leverage strong object shape priors learned by stable diffusion. 5.1. Future work. From objects to scenes, our approach is trained on a dataset of single objects on a plain background. While we have demonstrated a strong degree of generalizations to scenes with several objects on RTMV dataset, the quality still degrades compared to the in-distribution samples from GSO. Generalization to scenes with complex backgrounds thus remains an important challenge for our method. From scenes to videos, being able to reason about geometry of dynamic scenes from a single view would open novel research directions, such as understanding occlusions, reference 52, 27, and dynamic object manipulation. A few approaches for diffusion-based video generation have been proposed recently, reference 20, 11, and extending them to 3D would be key to opening up these opportunities. Combining graphics pipelines with stable diffusion. In this paper, we demonstrate a framework to extract 3D knowledge of objects from stable diffusion. A powerful natural image generative model like stable diffusion contains other implicit knowledge about lighting, shading, texture, etc. Future work can explore similar mechanisms to perform traditional graphics tasks, such as scene relighting. Acknowledgements. We would like to thank Chongxi Zheng and Samir Gadre for their helpful feedback. We would also like to thank the authors of SJC, reference 53, NerD, reference 9, Sparse Fusion, reference 65, and Objiverse, reference 8, for their helpful discussions. This research is based on work partially supported by the Toyota Research Institute, the DARPA MCS program under Federal Agreement No. N66001192403-2, and the NSFNRI Award No. 1925157. 9. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.